Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
Now it's time for Carsten Pfau, and he is like done so much. Came from Germany and went to Paraguay. He's got a real estate business, an investor business, and he's also been a popular TV personality. Carsten, tell us a little bit about your journey. How did you get from Germany to Paraguay?
Yeah, I guess this was one of those decisions you make when you're still young. You feel like you can do whatever you want. If you fail, you can just redo it because you're still young and you have everything like still in front of you. I graduated for Germany at a young age. Actually, I was 26, which for Germany is young. And I thought, okay, I have some spare time, so what to do with that? And I figured, okay, I go to South America, I learn the language, and I have some time abroad on my resume that will certainly help me later when I search for like a corporate career I was preparing myself for. And Paraguay, because my dad at some point had bought some land here, but he never came to Paraguay ever, just bought it through an agency. And I thought, well, I go there because it's so exotic. Nobody even knows where it is. So Germany, if you talk about Paraguay, they guess it's in Africa. So I thought this was something, you want to do something maybe adventurous, something nobody else was going to do. And I thought this would give me a head start in the corporate world later. But then, life turned out to be different for me. So 1 year I had planned to stay a year, and 1 year turned into 2, and 2 into 3. And 28 years later, I'm still here, and I've never regretted it ever. So I'm quite happy to be here. But of course, it's funny. I mean, in the heart of South America, many people dream of going to Europe, going to the US in search for like the so-called better life. If you imagine a highway in one lane, all those people looking for a better life someplace else. On the other lane, or the opposite direction, is just me and going to Paraguay. And you can imagine many people telling me quite a lot of things, actually. I went to a country that in 1996 was in a very bad shape, in a very bad position. Now it's one of the best countries to invest in. It's really stable. It's growing quite well. It has a very great investment environment. But when I got here at a very young age, it was like the wild, wild west. But then, of course, there's the opportunity. You search for opportunity, you have to go to places where nobody else dares to go. And it's a little bit of my story.
How did you get into the agribusiness? That's a great business to be in down there, it seems like. Did you have a choice of a lot of different types of businesses?
Paraguay is a country that has a strong agriculture. It's one of the largest beef exporters, largest soybean exporters, largest wheat exporters. They do a lot of stuff. And when you get to a country such as Paraguay, you sooner or later you get in touch with the agribusiness. And I started really small. We bought like a truckload of cattle and put it on a piece of land my brother and I owned. And this was basically how we kicked it off. But it really went to a different level when we had the idea of actually opening an investment firm in Germany, which was the only purpose of actually investing in Paraguay. And of course, 9 out of 10 potential clients told you, like, where? Paraguay, it's where exactly you want me to invest in the country? I don't even know existed. But there was always this one guy or this one lady who said, like, oh, well, this is really an interesting idea. Yeah, and then, we made over $100 million with that. So that's something that really took off from very humble and small beginning that I believe is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of my mentors once said, where leaders go, there are no maps.
Oh, that's totally true. And I got here with, I would say, my German glasses on, and I expected everything to be like in Germany. Or I had spent some time in Miami as well before that. And also, so I had some experience in the U.S. and I expected something similar. And it was exactly as you describe it, really getting to a place where it's basically no infrastructure, where it's basically no financial world and no investment market that had to be invented. Things are about to happen, but they haven't happened yet. And if you see, you know, the first settlers who got to the U.S., they found something similar. I mean, there was basically nothing. And then, but you had a feeling that at some point in time, there will be something. And you want to be part of that. I presented some business ideas to people in Paraguay in the 90s. And they looked at me like a cow would look at an astrophysics book. And you can really get frustrated and feel, okay, I made a mistake, I'm in the wrong place, I should have gotten someplace else. And then you doubt yourself, you doubt your decision, you have sleepless nights, you think, what did I do with my life? I end up in a place nobody really wants to be in. But it turned out to be the right decision. And sometimes you have to have the stamina, you have to have the stomach to do stuff like that. And, you know, when things don't really happen overnight, you still have to be there and you still have to be patient. And this is probably the way to go.
Karsten, I have to say, you must be one heck of a salesman. If you were able to get investors to invest in something they didn't know much about like that, because I mean, we have clients who go to these pitch competitions that, you know, we have asked the investors, and Richard is actually in a couple of investment groups where they look at people's proposals. 9 times out of 10, they're rejected, right? So how did you convince these investors in Germany to invest in something in Paraguay?
Believe it or not, sometimes I really look at myself in the mirror and think, how did you actually get to do that? And it was tough at the beginning. And I mean, you hear from so many people that this is like a lousy idea. And then the financial press in Germany, they picked up what we were doing and they would say like, oh, this is the worst investment idea ever presented. Imagine that. I mean, so that's certainly a title you don't want to carry. But then you always have those people who look at stuff differently and think, okay, in a developing country such as Paraguay, you have high returns, you have high risk. So you have this mixture between you going into high risk, but you expect a really high return. And I was, or still am, representing a bridge, so to speak. So I know the German mentality. I'm educated in Germany. I brought up there. Then I went to Paraguay. I know the Paraguay mentality. I know the laws, the written ones and the unwritten one. And people thought like, okay, usually we probably would not invest in Paraguay, but the promise of return is quite interesting. And if we have somebody who is kind of, you know, he's from us, he knows what we think and what we expect. And building this bridge was probably the reason why maybe not one out of 10, but maybe 1 out of 100 people would actually do business with us. And over time, of course, you know, word gets around and people talk about it. And then, of course, you have like initial success. You know, people talk to their neighbors, to their friends and relatives, say, I made this crazy investment and I made really some money. And then they say, oh, really? Can I do the same? And this is how you do it. But I mean, to be honest, at the beginning, you hear so many times what a crazy idea that is and how crazy you are to even offer that. You have to get through that.
What kept you going?
That's a good question, actually. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy enough to do, or maybe I did not have anything else to do. Sometimes it's a good thing to not really have a plan B, actually, to be quite honest. And to think like, okay, I'm convinced about my own decision. I think I'm doing the right thing. And eventually I will convince people to come along.
How long did it take you from the time you started the investment company to feel like it was a success?
From that point on, I would say 2 tough years. But of course, there was the time before we even founded the investment company, which were, I would say was like 10 years, where people would tell me like, you're wasting your time, you go to South America and you just waste your time there. And that includes my own relatives. And then my founding the investment company, we already had gotten to a certain level. Then we did it for about 2, maybe 3 years. We heard what a bad idea it was. And then suddenly it took off.
What did you do with the investment money? Where did you put it in Paraguay so that it would generate a return for your investors?
Now, that's the interesting part. I mean, I'm basically on both sides of the aisle or the ocean, so to speak. I co-own the companies we invest in. And at the other side, I have this investment company that raises the cash and raises the money for that. And then we invest in stuff we manage ourselves. It's not that we invest in third-party projects. And then we have real estate, we have agro-industry, agriculture, and has grown quite a bit. For many investors, that was part of why they actually did it. Because they said, okay, you are managing it yourself. It's not that we give the money to somebody else and you're advising us, but you're there. And also you have quite a lot of skin in the game as well. And that was, for many, that was a decisive point to make the decision in favor of.
At the end of the day, so much of business and investment is based on the relationships that you have, the business relationships that you have with people, because they were investing in you, Karsten, right? They believed that you were going to put their money to good use and that you were going to be successful. And so I think it's really important for all entrepreneurs to really appreciate that the relationships that you have and the people who believe in you are the things that drive you to success. You're listening to Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gerhardt. We'll be back with more Karsten Faup, General Managing Partner at Agriterra, right after this commercial message.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-425-4803. 800-425-4803. 800-425-4803. That's 800-425-4803. Are you running a small business with two or more employees struggling to find affordable health insurance? Well, help is just a call away. Whether you're a restaurant owner, retail store manager, or a gig worker with staff, we've got you covered. Get quality health insurance plans starting as low as $120 a month. Our custom comparison tool finds plans tailored specifically to your business. We know it can be tough to find the right coverage. That's why we're here, to make the process seamless and stress-free. Our plans include health, vision, and dental coverage, all at unbeatable rates. Call the Small Business Health Insurance Hotline now. We'll compare top providers to get you the best deal in one quick phone call. Don't wait. Secure the benefits you and your employees deserve today. Call now. Rates may vary based on location and coverage options. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. That's 802-491-2084.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gerhardt.
And our special guest, Karsten Faup. I have been dying to ask you this question, Karsten. What did you do about the language barrier? Because we're talking about team members, and I know in Germany everybody spoke German, but I assume in Paraguay they're speaking Spanish. Did you speak Spanish?
No, not at all. I mean, I really got here and I didn't speak Spanish, which was part of my mission, was to learn just another language. Stayed here in Paraguay and to learn Spanish. That was my basic mission. And of course, you have to do that. I mean, without the language, it's a lost cause, like from the start. And there are many Germans here in Paraguay, believe it or not, and they don't speak any Spanish, and they really don't even give it a try. And then they like are surprised when they get screwed up with about my French. But it happens a lot. That's the minimum you should learn the language. Yeah, in Germany we have many immigrants from all over the world, and certainly in the US you have the same. I believe learning the language of the country where you go to, migrated to Paraguay, so the very least I can learn Spanish. I believe that's the very least I could do. And then, of course, I mean, in business, how would you do it if you don't speak the language? That's really, I would say, just don't even try.
I think it shows respect for the country that you're learning in, and it's very important. I lived in Switzerland for a while in the French part, and my French was never quite as good as a native French speaker, but I think the Swiss French, they appreciated my efforts.
I mean, people in France, they really appreciate it. Also, I mean, in business, how would you understand what's going on? And sometimes you have to read between the lines. How would you do that? So that's a very basic thing to do. Your iPhone or whatever cell phone you use basically speaks the language, Chinese or whatever, but you have no control over it. You don't really know what the machine is translating. Maybe it's saying something completely different. It can be tricky. I mean, I got here and I couldn't even order a cup of coffee. I brought a book. I was still a time where I would read a book. Now it's easier with the internet and so on. But when I started, I had to use books. Now I'm on TV, so I must have learned the language at least a little because, I mean, they haven't kicked me out yet, so.
Carsten Pfau, General Managing Partner at AgriTerra, and he's also a TV personality. How can people find you?
Well, this thing called the internet's quite good, actually. Just Google my name, you will find me suddenly. At least there's a lot of stuff about me on the internet as a website. The company has, of course, a website. Just write me and I will try to respond.
It's carstenpfau.com. CarstenPhau.com.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.